AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Lainey Wilson, I mean, I've seen you many places, and we've hung out many places. I never thought that we'd be hanging out in an empty nightclub that smells like cigarette smoke with some dusty old disco balls.
Don't you feel
us
at home though?
I really do. I really do. I've lived so many lives in places like this.
I know.
It kind of reminds you where you came from in some sort of way, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'd imagine you don't play small shows that much anymore.
We don't. And there's definitely times like when I get an opportunity to do something like this, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, there's something about that like intimate, like one-on-one, I feel like I can literally make a connection with however many people are going to be in here today. I feel like I can look them in the eye all at some point.
You're going to look them in the eye, but is that feels like it might be more nerve-wracking than like 20,000 people that kind of blend into something
at times
else.
It can be.
Yeah.
Until like I feel like you get to kind of go around and like make that connection with everybody, and then you just feel like you're family singing in a living room at that point.
Yeah. When we first saw you, 2018, you came to London, you played a small show, not probably about the same size as this.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of some sort of weird full circle moment in some sort of way.
It is. It's a lot's happened.
Yes, a lot has happened. I mean, I'm surprised. What, you don't have it on? Do you have your
wedding? I don't have my engagement ring on. I left it at the house because
did you?
I know me. I know what I do. I end up leaving it at a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
We've been all over the world, and I'm like, I need to like learn how to wear this thing before I take it on the other side of the world.
Well, I could tell you don't have it on because you can lift your arm.
I've been walking with a limp.
I know you have.
Bless his heart.
Our buddy Pete, who does socials, is obsessed with me asking you about your wedding dress. So here we go.
Okay.
It's going to be a white cowboy hat, right?
Of course.
Naturally, it's going to be a white cowboy hat. Is there going to be fringe?
Well, I saw a wedding dress on Pinterest the other day, and it had fringe, and I like screenshotted it real quick. I was like, this might be the wedding dress of my dreams right here. Uh-huh. I've never dreamed about my wedding dress.
Did you never?
I never dreamed about my wedding day. I always dreamed about like playing the Grand Ole Opry and
done, tick.
You know, like what I would sing if I got the chance to play that. Like I never thought about what would be my first dance. And
yeah,
but it's cool to start having new dreams and other dreams I just didn't even know I had.
Is there going to be leather involved?
Depends on what time of night. No, I'm playing.
Yes.
For the after party.
I know you love a costume change. Well, congratulations on that. That's exciting.
You.
Where's your puppy dog?
My puppy dog is at home.
Who takes care of your puppy dog when you're on the road?
Well, Duck, my fiance, has her right now.
Okay.
But she
does she like
little
him?
Daycare. Oh, she loves him.
From the beginning, did she like him? She wasn't jealous?
From the beginning, she loved
that's
him.
That's how you need to say yes.
From the beginning, like, it kind of made me a little bit mad.
Oh, no, you were jealous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't help it.
So the last time that we saw each other in person, I think we've been on Zoom since then, but you were up there glittering like one of these disco balls on the Grand Ole Opry stage when you were inducted in gold. That was such a special, special night.
Oh, my gosh. What a night.
But, you know, what a night for you in terms of the career and the industry and all that sort of thing. But, you know, the moment that struck me, I think, the most is that you came off stage at one moment because there was a fan down front that you recognized who had followed you throughout your career. And I was like, oh, that's what it's about really, isn't it? Do you remember that moment?
Vaguely, because we played two shows
you
that
did.
Night.
This was the first show.
But it does feel like almost every single show, I see somebody that I have seen a many a times.
Yeah.
And
in London, you must, in the UK in general, you must do that as well, right?
Oh my gosh. I see all my buddies. The ones that literally, like I met in 2018 for Country Music Week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have gone to everything. They even like travel. They're not just here in London. Like they travel, they get on those trains and they like,
they
book it to the next place. Like they're running and gunning just as much as we are. And it's cool because it kind of just makes you feel at home, even though you're like a really long ways away from home. Even like getting to hang out with you.
Mm.
It's probably because you talk the way that you do too. Yeah. But I feel like I'm like talking to my cousin every time.
It's funny because every time after I've interviewed somebody, be like, wait, your accent's
you're like,
thicker.
I've been with Lainey.
Yeah, I've been with Lainey. It's either I've been with Lainey or I've had bourbon.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's both.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Now that you've been traveling around the world so much, do you get to rest a little bit? And when you do get to rest, do you rest?
When I rest, I mean, like last night, I think I got 11 hours of sleep.
That's a sleeper.
That is it. Like, my body needed it yesterday. My body can always tell when it's like, okay, it's like really time for not just like a quick little nap. Like, you need to close your eyes and shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down for real. Truthfully, like, it's kind of hard for me to rest at times. Like, I feel...
Well, you have a busy mind or...
Busy mind. And especially after a show. I mean, I'll lay there till 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Just, I feel like my adrenaline is up here, so it's really hard for me to like, for my body to really come down. But once I do like go to sleep, I can sleep. Nothing can wake me. There was something happening in the hotel hallway this morning. 15 cops in the hallway.
What happened? Did you sleep through it?
I slept through it. I had no clue.
So we don't know what happened?
I do not know what happened.
Well, as long as you weren't involved, I suppose that's fine. Yeah. That'd make headlines.
Yeah.
We've been on this journey, like, watching you now for all these years, and you're the first artist to have played festival stages, the side stages at C2C, and to come back and headline.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, we've been cheering you on from over here this whole time, and I think that, you know, people in the UK, they feel like they know you a little bit, and we feel like that you know us a little bit, and I think people are just so fascinated with what's happened to you and your life, and I think it gives everybody a little bit of hope, no matter what they're striving for, that they can get there. And so it's a lovely thing to see. But people do always ask me, like, I wonder how much her life has changed. Do you feel like your life has changed loads, or do you feel like that the people around you have changed? Because I was speaking to somebody once who got really famous really quickly on television, and they said, I don't feel like I've changed, but I feel like the way people have treat me,
I can understand that,
has changed. Is that how you feel?
There's definitely some people that I feel like treat me different. I feel like it's sometimes been a bigger adjustment for them than it has for me.
Yeah.
I feel like my life has changed, but I haven't, if that makes any sense. And I've had to like level up in ways. I've had to, the dynamic of some of my relationships have changed. It's a big adjustment. Like, even for family and stuff, like, you know, having security and like,
well, and there's some aunts you want to keep away.
That's
fine. We all wish we had that. But has there been... So this mate of mine who became a very famous television star very quickly, he had to let go of people because some people just couldn't adjust. Have you had to do that in your life?
I have not, thankfully.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, like, I won't have to. Mm-hmm. But I haven't yet because from the beginning, I have tried to keep my circle small.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep them like really, really close. I'm talking about like the friends and family that like knew me before I had anything to offer.
Yeah. But there must have been more friends and family being like, well, hold on now. There's a little bit of room in here for one more.
Look, I have cousins come out the woodwork. They're like, we're second cousin twice removed. And I'm like, did you come to my first birthday?
I was thinking when you did your Opry debut, the very first song that you played, and I was with somebody from your label, and they were so stunned that it was the song that you chose to sing, Dreamcatcher.
Yeah.
And you told a story about how you were dreaming when you were little
yeah.
and with a friend of yours. And you said, said you were running through the trailer because you had seen
a
dream catcher. Did you grow up in a trailer park?
So I didn't grow up in a trailer park, but I grew up in a little uninsulated house that had a trailer connected to the house.
I grew up in a trailer park, and let me tell you, that's fancy. If you got a house attached to your trailer, that's fancy.
But in college, lived in a trailer. When I moved to Nashville,
that's what I was thinking, because it's kind of been this, and now you are touring the world, and a fancy trailer for sure, but you know, a bus. Kind of
life on wheels from the beginning.
Yeah, you just been on wheels.
The Lord has wanted me to live in a trailer.
But here you are. You're just living in a really nice one now. So what's next?
I got to get geared up for a few things. I'm about to start really digging into doing some more writing. I mean, I was writing for this next record before Whirlwind was even out. But it's a really good balance right now. Have you ever heard me say that? No.
No, I've never heard you say that.
It has been a great balance. Like, I am really getting to, live and have, a personal life. And I think that's so important.
Thanks for saying howdy.
Howdy.
We'll look forward to whatever's coming down the pipeline from Lainey Wilson next. Boots, jeans, cars, cowboy hat.
Get out of here.
You need to do dog accessories.
Hey, you never know. We might already have been talking about that.
All right, Lainey Wilson Dog Accessories coming at you. Thanks, Lainey.
Thank you, Fran.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.